Good for gold. Do you want to be able to grow old? Saturday, November 20th, 2021, 7 a.m. From James Martin Driscoll. To whom is anyone's ability dash wake to take this all in dash listen? Pause in the delay. Welcome. Awaits for no one dash no specials. See size crowds. Deemed ready for this message. We all will see all you soon. Take it out to the limit. Lips dash Williamson County Jail dash discharged to oblivion. Wow PNG. Main concerns topics dash data directory storage. http://truthsayer.fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/. index://williamson-county-texas-jail. Icon name last modified size description. Parent directory dash. Dear, audio narratives, /2021-11-191159-. Dear, contacts and saved site pages, @wilco.org, /2021-11-17754-. Dear, futures hate incubation dash under logics dash AI and machine learning, defeating hate ideologies society wide. Dash can we make it before hate conquer due to the extreme erosion of trust before county collapse, /2021-11-1719-32-. Dear, inmate dash booking ID dash, 21-192333, /2021-11-17752-. Dear, Smart Jail Mail com /2021-11-17756-. Dear, YouTube videos dash local news report /2021-11-171137-. Attention Williamson County Texas Jail personnel and local law officers, sheriff deputies, and command staff involved in the day-to-day operations of jail. There is an important announcement any day now. Please do not come down here if the jailhouse doors are closed down. This notification address digs into being a very serious accusation of wrongdoing, dash people's jobs are at stake, dash for sure, fucked up human sure. This address applies to all processes active of medical staff and doctors, and every place where we work, sleep or play. Vertical bar. Every single lawyer might be pooped out in long workdays, dash we can work it out. A collective act force of attack against this court for the court onto court directions, dash interface dash everywhere across our nation. Take the reins of leadership holding, dash and drive into the community dash leading the way to bring forward some kind of integrity, bear witness to this truth. Find the need here to form a response in collective choices, dash conclude what matters are imperatives herein dash required collective forces, go unchallenged of their maligned thoughts. Actors know so well doing, dash dash and are isolated to a continued status quo, harming not healing approach of law enforcement disorderly conducts. Say it great and say it loud. Who is it? You or I or no one that truly is holding the stronger greater moral and ethical values open and noticed here as to the best interests of the community commonwealth. It is madness on your all parts to carry on to ignore these written formed email addresses, dash as it is I that holds that agreement and provable cause of truth, dash the lesser of harms, the lesser of evils. Dash and it is time for the fucked up human population of authority across the board law enforcement agencies one side to the other the medical healthcare doctor providers, and sadly to say the distrusted set of lawyers everywhere. The professionalism of bearing process trust dash flawed collapsed erroneous, that you are being put into having to receive and acknowledge this is a rational consideration, which matters of its important consent to be all that we can be, dash humanity healed. You must be and we must be welcoming to be working best life future carried forward outcomes, dash both for you, for me, for the equals I am not satisfied nor can I just walk away, dash dismissed of charges, dash return to travel out of Texas, to return to the life destroyed condition dealing with gangstalking. Dash a life conditions not worth it's the day-to-day existence equals equals where my court competency review, but Dr. Burroughs concluded that I was in the condition status of non-dash drug, caused psychosis. As I agreed. The methamphetamine use is actually not the cause of what she evaluated as a court disabled competency review. That psychosis presented affected my ability to have failed of court appearance competency. I don't think I mentioned this piece of understanding, dash which now is looming over all that happening, dash she also said I had a bit of affected personality. A bit grandiose, dash that condition diagnosis I totally disagree with. She would rather not have to deal with the truth of my informational internet presence, dash definitely over the top og definitions, dash most true, dash how wonderful, dash listen, people. Dash a parody disguised as humor to attempt to dismiss the urgency of these matters, dash a paradigm shift needed. Not what I say, but the truth, the materials agreeing to a new placement priority, dash none mentioned, I have medical records request for her to explain exactly her position on this, she will fail to respond. I do not deal with deceptive or hidden view agendas, nothing hidden means that detail disclosed is the rule. We as her nation are digressing down into a void of collapse, dash whether she believes it, I know it. Dash. Grandiose. Adjective. Disapproving us. Slash rndia slash UK. Slash rnd slash. Larger and containing more detail than necessary, or intended to seem important or great. These are important, dash intended to seem important, dash that is a fact not fiction on all of this. I described to Dr. Burroughs dash that detail in position dash, she devalued it because I know there are lies and deceptions being directed from the medical staff services of the jail, dash she can attempt to deny that. It is reported in new media accounts 8 to 12 months prior to my jailhouse bringing incarceration, dash get real doctor. Dash time to give up the hate. She acknowledged the National Institutes of Health published findings that gangstalking is rationally considered in these papers, direct relevant to mental health effects and function. In all of the living conditions involved intrinsically involved here, foundation, what is the foundational causes of my so dash called diagnostic status dash, dash that she holding still drastically affecting mental function and capacity? Dash what is, and where is the need to fix this, dash when on the outside here, dash will just recycle, dash next time, and there will be a next time, my inability to cope anymore dash there is no need to try again, dash all of you haters will never care, dash so quiet and consoled upon here as having a reference to hate. There is no way out, dash the silence will lead to my death dash, and you all will celebrate in glee in my knowing you desire me dead holding out to your hated illogic, dash good outcome here, dash you all have the final win, dash and I die. Where is my interface to doctor providers in my healthcare, dash and where is my future leading after being ruined and stomped on over and over, dash you're rejoicing now. Dash knowing I am giving up trying to convey any worth to be extending my life with HIV treatment while simultaneously concurrently insane of pain and torments ongoing effort unobtainable to be able to address it out. A direct extension of received abuse as a targeted individual of gangstalking. That continued attacking hate against me over and over dash, never will you concede to drop your hate, dash never never, dash. I guess we just must have to hold out our hands and give up on humanity completely and reach out to any kind of higher intelligence influence, to assist us beyond outside of planet Earth for us humans to effectively incorporate change or reasoned truth. Only then we human brains and human intelligence to knowing can bring into view trust and truth, dash for we have lost ourselves in a sea of division, And we all are sinking the boat we are in. Just imagine, will it take the reprimanding outside of Earth intelligence to save humanity from its peril and annihilation? Can we actually want and desire to find agreement and everlasting peace? The universe-wide cosmos knows is vast and large. Why our microcosm live existence on this planet encourages and rewards the lies, cheats, and steals in this day. We remain sheltered and buried, not able to hold conversation resolves, humans incapable to its own need to find the true answers, and change, in self-discovery such change remains elusive to honest discussion. We must admit our faults, of that, we will have to bow down to the might of who, what, why, where, and how outside our Earth is visiting us, a higher intelligence life above human ability being observed. We must have to be put into the final hour ruin to the endest final hour in minute fighting dash. We might want to look to the skies and beg them visiting to come down and show themselves their intervention, a plea of last hope. As we stand here in 2021, greatly broken divided wide and fearful far, too far to turn the directions. Human achievement incapable of making their work relations in law enforcement duty change to a reflection to how and who is remaining and continued harmed here. What must happen, this madness of cultural intentional held mass manipulations terminates of its sourced anatology. Specifically in drug control enforcements and mental health addiction treatment industries, where gangstalking remains planted directly center and mentioned to be involved. As mentioned in NIGOV, the National Institutes of Health published health-related research papers, it remains unaddressable in our nation holding conspiracy status. Excerpted from The Rise and Fall of the Official View of Addiction. Bruce K. Alexander, Professor Emeritus. Simon Fraser University. Revised July 3, 2014. Conclusions and Speculations. A simple way to summarize the paradigmatic difference between the official view and the dislocation theory of addiction is to compare the six foundational elements of the official view and its scientific faith and medical promise with the way those same issues are understood within dislocation theory. See Table 2. Table 2. Comparison of the official view of addiction and the dislocation theory of addiction. Official view 1. Addiction is fundamentally a problem of drug or alcohol consumption. Compares into dislocation theory 1. People can be addicted to innumerable habits and pursuits. Addiction has no special connection with drugs and alcohol. Official view 2. Addictive drugs have the power to transform some or all of the people who use them into addicts, overcoming their normal willpower. Compares into dislocation theory 2. People who are living as addicts are exercising as much willpower as anybody else. Official view 3. A major portion of people's vulnerability to addiction comes from inherited genetic predispositions. Compares into dislocation theory 3. Various genes have measurable effects on the likelihood of addiction in various situations. None of the known genetic effects comprise a predisposition to addiction. Official view 4. People who become addicted suffer from a chronic, relapsing brain disease, which is essentially incurable. Compares INRO dislocation theory 4. Rather than a disease or a moral failing, addiction is a way that some people adapt to severe dislocation. People often change their ways of adapting during their lifetimes. Official view 5. Although people with the disease of addiction cannot be cured, they can be successfully managed through professional treatment or membership in self-help groups. Compares into dislocation theory 5. Most addicted people get over their addictions on their own. Professional treatment and self-help groups are only marginally effective in helping those that do not. Official view 6. Addiction is an illness of particular individuals within otherwise well-functioning societies. Compares into dislocation theory 6. In modern times, most addiction arises because of the dislocation caused by fragmented societies. In fragmented societies, addiction leaves few people untouched. Scientific faith. Leaving from the official view, commitment to dispassionate science guarantees that the foundational elements of the official view are correct and certain. Forward onto new dislocation theory, science is only one of the ways of investigating addiction. History, philosophy, economics, and social science are equally important. Advocates of the official view have used the prestige of science to create an illusion of correctness and certainty. Medical promises. Leaving from the official view, medical research will soon find an effective treatment for addiction, which will probably be pharmacological. Forward onto new dislocation theory. Medical treatment cannot substantially reduce addiction, because addiction is best understood as a form of adaptation, rather than a disease. Subduing the current flood of addiction will require social change. All six foundational elements of the official view are untenable, its scientific faith is simplistic, and its promise of a pharmacological cure of addiction is expiring, like any long-repeated promise that has not been kept. Moreover, the war on drugs that the official view tacitly supports is being exposed as futile and cruel. Addiction is more accurately, usefully, and compassionately conceptualized by dislocation theory. It is time for a paradigm shift. The original medicalization, moralization, and pharmacologization of addiction in the 19th century was much more than an attempt to solve a pressing social problem by enlisting the methods of medical science and moral exhortation. Medicalization, moralization, and pharmacologization of addiction served the larger function of reassuring an increasingly nervous population that the brave new world of 19th-century modernity was secure, and that the growing number of addicted people, who could not care for themselves, were evil or diseased aliens, lepers, who had been enslaved by addictive drugs. 168. With the growing malaise of addiction conceptually limited to drugs, there remained no possibility of seeing the rising tide of addiction as an understandable way of adapting to an impoverished social milieu. The possibility that successful intervention would have to come more from societal change than from individual treatment or punishment became unthinkable. At the same time, major benefits accrued to the nascent treatment and pharmaceutical industries that devoted themselves to tirelessly inventing profitable cures for the non-existent disease. Today's official view continues to serve the same obfuscatory function. It narrows addiction, first, by focusing attention on the need for individual treatment or correction rather than societal reorganization, while ignoring the obvious psychological devastation caused by the social fragmentation of the modern world. The official view further narrows addiction by focusing on the addictive problems of drug and alcohol users, 169, while distracting attention from the full range of addiction in contemporary culture. Modern society's highly complex addictive problems have been thus largely confined by the official view to a relatively small group of addicted individuals, stigmatized as morally irresponsible drug users with a brain disease, drug traffickers, stigmatized as morally depraved drug merchants and gang members, third-world farmers, stigmatized as ignorant peasants whose lack of compliance means that their crops may be freely destroyed, and small-time growers in laboratories in developed countries, stigmatized as members of motorcycle gangs and organized crime families. Mercy, mercy me already, why keep me in this trajectory, why in all ways reasoned here, Where oh where will the causes to malignancy in the model of law enforcement force prove outsiders' rebellion? The pledges of officers and command staffs in all aspects of this cause must meet this challenge of integrity onto real reform, Hold on to your cramabones, people. Grap your reconciliation to hold the honor of your pledges onto me. To protect and serve. Why does what remains here have the need to reject me into holding a court public debate with jury agency, dash to a charge to community greatness, dash we must be faithful to answer me promptly, why, dash please. Posted just 2 days over a year ago. The best explanation of addiction I've ever heard, Dr. Gabor Mate. 1,421,583 views. November 16, 2020. 47K802. Fight mediocrity. 1.72M subscribers. If you are struggling, consider an online therapy session with our partner BetterHelp. https://tryonlinetherapy.com/fightmed. This video is sponsored by BetterHelp. Watch Dr. Gabor Mate's amazing interview on London Real, https://londonreal/gabor-mate-chill. Get any free audiobook of your choice here, http://audibletreal.com/fightmediocrity. If you want a suggestion for the free audiobook, or for reading a book, here's Fight Mediocrity Beginner's Reading List. 1. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, http://amzenta/1vlakli2. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, http://amzenta/1qn5da53. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, http://amzenta/1vlaos4. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, http://amzenta/1vlaosk5. The Way of the Superior Man by David Deda. http://amzenta/1qn5edz6. Men's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. http://amzenta/1qn5gm07. Mastery by George Leonard. http://amzenta/1vlarao8. Mindfulness for Beginners by John Kabat-Zinn, http://amzenta/1vlaos4s9. The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, http://amzenta/1vlaslow. The links above are affiliate links that help us provide more great content for free. Closed captioning transcript. The downtown east side of Vancouver, British Columbia is one of the world's ground zeros for addiction, and that in a few square block radius, we have thousands of people injecting, inhaling and ingesting drugs of all kinds, and paying dearly for it. These people are often outside the law, certainly beset by many medical problems, due to injection drug use, including psychosis, including HIV, including hepatitis C cancers. They die of overdoses. This is trench warfare, and the people that are the front-line soldiers dying from it are they people affected by addiction, so that's why I worked for 12 years. What I learned could be summed up really very briefly by saying that addiction is not a choice that anybody makes. It's not a moral failure. It's not an ethical lapse. It's not a weakness of character. It's not a failure of will. It's just how society depicts addiction, nor is it an inherited brain disease, which is how the medical tendency is to see it, but it actually is. It's a response to human suffering, and all these people that I worked with had been severely traumatized as children. All the women had been sexually abused, all the men had been traumatized, some of them sexually, physically, emotionally neglected, and not only is that my perspective, it's also what the scientific and research literature shows. So addiction then is actually, rather than being a disease as such or a human choice, it actually is, it's an attempt to escape suffering temporarily. By the time I went to work there, I had already been in family practice for 20 years. I'd seen a lot, and I was quite attuned to the impact of early childhood experiences on adult psychology and adult brain physiology, but I just hadn't seen the depth and the degree until I went to work down there. So really it dramatized and confirmed for me, made it very palpable how addiction are a response to suffering, and that what people need in response to addiction is not judgment, and not simply symptom control. They need to be helped to heal from their trauma. Because it is all about trauma. The media, the television cultural depiction of addicts is usually as desperate people, but without showing why they are desperate. So all this shows is the desperation for the drugs. There's no indication of what's driving that desperation, and hence you see them behaving in all kinds of dysfunctional ways, aggressive or manipulative or unpleasant. But again, there's no three-dimensional sense of the reality of these people, as to what that's really all about for them. Is it possible to cure people? You're speaking from the Western model, where I am the expert and you're the one with the disease, and I'm going to cure you. I like you, cure a piece of meat. You know the answer to that question. Frame that way is no, it's not possible. If you're asking is it possible for people to heal from trauma sufficiently that they don't have to keep escaping into addictions to lessen and suffering of their trauma, yes, that's entirely possible. But the question is, under what conditions is that possible? And under the conditions that I'd obtained in London, UK, or Vancouver, British Columbia, or New York, or any place, under the conditions that obtained socially, legally, and from the perspective of medical practice, it's hardly a likelihood, because we're approaching it from the wrong direction, and with the wrong perspective. If I could constantly demonstrate that with this particular population, I could affect the 5 or 10% success rate of getting people to leave the addiction behind, I'd be considered to be a genius, because our results are so poor. When I say ours, I mean our specifically in Vancouver. I don't mean that, I mean the overall treatment model for addiction is so poor, and succeeding with the most affected segments of the population. So I mean addictions are like everything else on a spectrum. So a lot of people do heal from addictions, but the most inveterate, most entrenched addicts, they have the hardest time, and they are also the ones whom society gives the hardest time, so that it makes it even harder to help them. Never mind they don't get the help they need, they actually get actively punished. And so what you've actually got is traumatized children. When children are traumatized, that affects how they feel about themselves, which is deeply ashamed, because the child always believes that it's about himself. So if I'm being hurt like this, I got to be a terrible person. Or if I was sexually abused, why didn't I fight back? I must be a very weak person. So there's a deep sense of shame. Then there's tremendous emotional pain that accrues from abuse and neglect, tremendous emotional pain that is hardly possible for people to bear. Now they have to soothe their pain with substances or other compulsive behaviors. Then the trauma itself, given that the human brain develops an interaction with the environment, shapes the brain circuitry in such a way that the person will be more likely to find relief from the drugs. So the very physiology of the brain is affected by early trauma. So then you take these traumatized people and you make their habit illegal. It's not illegal to drink yourself to death. It's not illegal to make yourself sick with emphysema or lung cancer by means of cigarettes, but it is illegal to use other substances. So now you take these abuse traumatized people, you place them outside the law, you put them in jails, and you hound them all their lives, treating them like criminals and bad people and failures and rejects and less than a human. And then we wonder how come they don't get better. So it's a self-perpetuating cycle of taking traumatized people, and then re-traumatizing them, and then hoping at the same time, why don't they listen, why don't they get better already, why don't they give it up? Well, they don't give it up because the more hurt they are, the more they need to escape. In other words, the addiction wasn't your problem. Your problem is that you have a lot of emotional pain. You didn't know what to do it. So the addiction was really an attempt to solve a problem. So when you say, why do people use substances, or why do they engage in addiction in general, it's because they have a problem they don't know what to do with. And if you really understand their addiction, we have to ask, well, what gave you so much emotional pain, and how come you didn't have the internal resources? This is not a judgment, it's simply an inquiry. How can you act at some point the internal resources to deal with that pain in a more creative, forward-looking way that would help you resolve the pain rather than to perpetuate it? So really what it was is that the addiction came along to help you solve a problem you had no other solutions for at the time. And that's the case for all addictions. So why do people engage in addictions? Because they have deep emotional problems they don't have the means to resolve on their own. That's why they use. The average medical student until very recently has never even heard the word trauma in their education. It doesn't show up. We Don't talk about it. We don't talk about its impact on the brain, on the personality, and on the emotional life of people, on its impact on people's physical health. It's not a word that we mentioned. We're traumaphobic. As a fellow doctor said to me, the medical profession is traumaphobic. Psychiatrists these days are trained mostly in this biological model of psychiatry, where everything comes down to a biological brain disease. Here, let's give you a pill. The last thing most psychiatrists know how to talk about is actually emotional pain or its urgency in human experience. You think they know how to do that, but they don't. They are not trained in it. It's not part of the predominant medical ideology. And you know, as a physician, I can tell you, we like to think of medicals as a science, and it has certainly great scientific achievements too. Its credit and great scientific insights to buttress its successes, but it's as much as ideology as a science, and ideology has certain hidden assumptions that are hidden from the people that believe in ideology, and so that if something is excluded by ideology, you just won't see it, and so that you can be talking to somebody about your addiction. And the simple question, what did they do for you, and how come you're in so much emotional pain, doesn't occur to anybody you know trained in a classical manner. Now, this is true not just for physicians, it's true for a lot of psychologists as well, who are more interested in solving your problems and getting you to overcome the behavior than in asking, well, okay, where does behavior comes from, and what are you still carrying inside that's making you behave that way, and how can we help you resolve what's inside you? Not just how do we help you change your behavior, but how do we help you? Comma, dash. Can I proclaim a cause of hope still? Dash to never say never, dash the never you hold on to too. Be the never that you will never reply. Dash the never that can be it made whole wisdom wise. Dash the never that proclaimed that I must have die. Dash die soon and singing out of true. Dash flat and exhausted equals equals harmony rings in the bells of free at last. Dash the chains or hateful heartstrings. Dash my health state wanes. Dash never when can I this celebration. Dash never will I make it to the finish line to be free from gang stalking. Dash never free at last. Goodbye, I died. Musical lyric lines, I even have tried. Nothing remains lovely dash no lies. Comma, dash. I would rather burn at the stake than to witness such hate in front of me. I'd rather burn Black Brier, we'd rather burn EP, 2018. To the stake I'd rather go, to the stake I'd rather burn, oh I'd rather burn. I'd rather burn at the stake. But no, I'll return and I'll be dead awake. I'll be dead awake, rising from the stake. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you soon. I'll show you I am capable of causing such pain. With my delicate and fragile lady brain, I will not let you get away. I'd rather burn at the stake. But no, I'll return and I'll be dead awake. I'll be dead awake, rising from the stake. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you. And when you hear the following tune, you'll know, you'll know. When you hear the following tune, you'll know that I'll be with you soon. Da 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 da. Won't let you take my soul away. I'd rather go to the stake. I'd rather burn, oh I'd rather burn. I'd rather burn at the stake. Source, Lyric Find. Applications of knowledge, wisdom's wise, you must fail me, you must fail all. As what has been put into realized placements dash event by event dash day by day dash police knowing my connections flows in and through so many of you, dash all pressed into being a channel of documented details. Channels of betrayals ready to cast me out to the wolves. Comma, dash. Words as Weapon Seether, Isolate and Medicate, Deluxe Edition, 2014. Comma, dash. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me locked up in your broken mind. I keep searching, never been able to find a light behind your dead eyes. Not anything at all. You keep living in your own lie, ever deceitful and ever unfaithful. Keep me goosin', keep me terrified. Take everything from my world. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. Keep me dumb, keep me paralyzed. Why try swimming? I'm drowning in fables. You're not that saint that you externalize. You're not anything at all. It's oh-dash so playful when you demonize. To spit out the hateful, you're willing and able. Words are weapons. I'd be terrified. You're nothing in my world. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me goosin', keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. You keep living in your own lie. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. All I really want is something to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. You keep living in your own lie. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Say, can you help me right before the fall? Take what you can and leave me to the wolves. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Words are weapons. I'd be terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. Keep me guessing, keep me terrified. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. All I really want is something beautiful to say. To never fade away. I wanna live forever. Source, Lyric Find.